No, you're still here. Same here. Yep. I hope so, because I'm tired of it. Hence why we're doing this inter or the podcast, so y'all have information. So it depends on what species. So the actual woolly bear caterpillar turns into the Isabella moth. It's a different species, and that one has the black front and back and then the brown band in the middle. But the salt marsh caterpillars are going to be either they have different color forms as a caterpillar, anywhere from like a yellowish tan color with the hairs being yellowish tan to the black hairs, and then some of them will have that kind of brownish kind of stripe along the underside of the body. So, and that's the other thing that I find people getting confused on, because one, there's all these different hairy caterpillars going on, but two, the salt marsh caterpillar itself has different color forms, which makes it even more confusing. Correct. That the second. Yeah. But they do also in the smaller stages, they don't have as many hairs, and so they're generally lighter in color. Like an orange. Yeah. And that one's really pretty. It's like got the it's well, it's all stripey. So the salt marsh moth, that one turns into that white moth with kind of black speckles on it. No. Yeah. These are spots, like a Dalmatian. Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't take that long. And that means also, for those of you that aren't connecting the dots, maybe we have multiple generations throughout the year. So it's not just one generation and then done. It's like they keep reproducing and just doing the whole circular thing. Usually I get calls on these in the fall. I mean, usually, because if you think about them, that's usually when the generations have built up more of a population, you've had that more survivability. And when they really start to wander and get ready to go pupate and or not pupate, but find that kind of overwintering location and they're really moving around, is that's when I usually start getting calls on these. So it's been really weird. Because I got a lot of calls last fall, and now I'm getting a lot of calls now. And so just kind of hoping that at some point things will go back to normal. But again, they're gonna munch on your plants. It's like the weeping angels from Doctor Who. You guys probably, I don't know if you watch Doctor Who or not, but weeping, there are these statues. They're actually an alien race, and they are called the weeping angels because they look like weeping angel statues that kind of like put their hands in front of their face. But if you look away from them, they like start like coming real close to you, so you have to like look at them all the time. And it's just what it reminds me of with the caterpillars, because it's like they teleport to the next location if you don't look at them. Yes, exactly. So, any Whovians out there, you know what I'm talking about. Hairs. So what? Well, they don't pupate over the winter, but when they do pupate, they wrap themselves up in like either leaves, and they kind of use the hairs on their body and the silk, and they kind of spin everything together. And so sometimes it just looked like this, I don't know, almost like a hairball.
Yeah.
It's not like a silk moth cocoon that's like, you know, it looks like an egg of silk, essentially. Yes, yeah. I think that it's probably, well, when it comes to humans handling them, that's always going to be based on that person and how sensitive they are to whatever. Because, you know, with tarantulas, I mean, they really don't have anything, but if they get on that kind of under part of your arm, it can get kind of scratchy. But it's not that they have stinging hairs. I think this is kind of the same thing with these particular caterpillars. They're not venomous like an asp or a buck moth or something like that, but some people can get irritating. And I think as far as predators, I think that the hairs would help them because, I mean, if you think about, I don't know, if you ate that caterpillar, those hairs would be like, heck. You know, it would be disgusting. So you wouldn't want to eat it again. It's like if you eat crickets. If you've ever eaten a cricket before, you always pull off the hind legs because they get stuck in your throat. So you learn that after the first one. Kind of like that. You got a little cricket leg in there. Yeah. And you know, you can kind of put that across the board for any animal. If you're not sure about the animal, don't touch it, whether it's a snake or a dog or a person even. I mean, we can broaden this. And I think probably something else that we should mention, a lot of people, because I've been seeing a lot of stuff on social media, like they are eating my blah, blah, blah. What should I do? And other people are recommending Bacillus thuringiensis Christakii, which targets caterpillars and would normally be good, but I don't know how well it would work against these because they are in that late stage. And so I don't know if it would do a whole lot. Yeah, so that's kind of questionable. I don't know. Help. Wear gloves, hand pick them. And it's not like you, I don't know. I mean, we have a lot of them, but when I've been seeing them on plants, it's not like I see, 50 or, it's usually like three. So it's like, okay, I can manage those on my own. So that way the birds can choke on the hairs. I just think people would be used to seeing like the love bugs that get connected like that and assume that it's the same thing. It's almost like peachy sometimes too. It's not the. The lamellae, or the flagellate. Is it flagellate antennae? All right. So, what about the buck moths? That's one of
And
those don't sit under the tree. The bug moths are more spiky, I guess. It's almost like a toilet brush in various locations on the caterpillar. And like each one of those little spine thingies has a venom that will like be exuded and can be injected. If you touch it. Ooh. Not in the US. And they do like oak. You see them a lot on oak. Yeah. Oh, cute. Yes. That's why I was like, those look like those little eyelash thingies. It's weird. Drab brown moth. And their teardrop shape, I mean they really look soft, but you do not want to touch them because underneath those soft looking hairs are spines that will sting and they are nasty. Oh, poor baby. Poor puppers. I have no idea. But if we have, we can put a link to it in the show notes, maybe. Yep. Yes. Feel like it's a PSA.